Pennsylvania state lawmakers are considering a proposal that would update the Commonwealth's public school code on nurse-to-student ratios and the funding formula for medical needs. The Pennsylvania Capital Star's Natalie Javitt reports.
Currently, Pennsylvania schools must have one school nurse per 1,500 students. The legislation would cut that ratio in half to one nurse for every 750 students, bringing it in line with federal recommendations. Pennsylvania reimburses public schools for health service costs with a flat funding structure. The bill also seeks to increase this reimbursement rate by 30% per the average number of students to offset rising medical and service costs. Representative Lisa Borowski, a Democrat from Delaware County, developed the bill after conversations with nurses raised her concerns about them being overworked, with some reporting double the traffic of urgent care centers in their community.
That was Natalie Javitt reporting for WHYY. A bill allowing same-day voter registration in the state of Delaware failed to pass in the House. The proposed constitutional amendment would pave the way for voters to register and vote on the same day. State Representative Mike Smith says after talking to poll workers, he's a no.
They don't believe that they have enough training to do this. And two, they say they don't think they're ready for this yet.
The legislation sponsor says more than 20 states offer same-day voter registration, and he says voters want this option. The House could consider the measure again before session later this month. Philadelphia will soon send out new property assessments to homeowners across the city. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports these valuations are used to calculate property tax bills.
It's been more than 2 years since the city released new property assessments. That means many of these valuations will be higher this time around. Montgomery Wilson is a staff attorney at Community Legal Services.
Some people are going to see a decrease, and that's great. Amen. Most people are going to see some kind of increase.
Homeowners who believe their assessment is a mistake can file an appeal with the Office of Property Assessment and the Board of Revision of Taxes. The city also has a menu of property tax relief programs to help offset the valuations. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
In sports, the Phillies won their weekend set with the Mets with a win yesterday, 6-2 at the ballpark. Kyle Schwarber hit his 29th home run of the season. He leads the major league in home runs. And the Phillies, they're going to be taking on the Nationals at Nationals Park tonight. And that is the beginning of a four-game series. And there is more World Cup action in Philadelphia. France plays Iraq tonight at 5 at Philadelphia Stadium. And the city will be pushing notifications about the weather in case that will be an issue for people gathering at the stadium or at the FIFA Fan Fest. We're expecting some severe thunderstorms later. We'll have a high of 86.